Country Bob FM.
Today is Bob Almanac. We need to get going here today because I had a Bob Almanac salute all set, and then within the last hour, another big one here today. We salute Carl Reiner.
We think that you ought to cut that bowling pin sketch.
Cut the ball! You want to cut the bowling pin sketch?
Mel, have they got enough air down in that office?
They have an air conditioner in there.
Shut up, Mel.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Oh, he told Mel to shut up on the Dick Van Dyke Show. He's Alan Brady. He was the writer. He was the producer. He was an actor, creator. He just passed away here this morning, as announced by his family, TMZ reporting.
Hear that.
Yeah, it just happened within the hour, at least the news broke within the last hour.
Wow.
Carl Reiner passing away at the age of 98.
A comic genius.
He was. His son, of course, Rob Reiner, yes, who is also a pretty good comedian, yeah, and actor and filmmaker in his own right.
How old was Carl? 90?
Carl Reiner, 98.
Wow.
Lived That's a good quite long a run. Humorous life.
Oh, he was great.
And then there was one more. This some yacht rock from the 80s.
But I want you to know, if I could fly, I'd pick you.
Somebody asked me to do my top 20 yacht rock songs. I actually did, like on a Twitter thing. And this, I think, was number one. It was number one or number two. Into the Night. It charted two different times in the 80s in the top 20. Early 80s and then late 80s, but Benny Mardonis passed away. He'd been battling Parkinson's. He was 73. Into the Night, Bob FM.
It's like having a dream.
All right, Tuesday, June 30th, the 182nd day of the year, 184 left. Superman made his debut on this date. We learned of a guy from Krypton.
Mm-hmm.
We knew and learned about Kal-El. He could... you know, faster than a locomotive, speeding bullets. He could leap tall buildings.
Single bound.
He's a Superman, DC Comics, Action Comics. Action Comics series issue number one.
It's in the 30s, right?
And 1938. Now, this, if you had one of those in
decent
condition, it'd be worth some dough.
Yeah.
No doubt about that, from 1938. 1950 in the news. This is our president at the time, Harry S. Truman.
Mm-hmm. 52. Of the 59 countries which are members of the United Nations have given their support to the action taken by the Security Council to restore peace in Korea.
That's President Truman on this date saying that, yes, we will send U.S. troops into Korea. He also authorized the draft. They're fighting communism, Neil.
Yep.
Trying to stop the influx of communism. And that started 1950, this day. 2 years later, on TV.
The Guiding Light, presented by Dove, the soap that does everything in your washing machine.
Dove.
And Ivory Soap, the most famous soap in the world.
Ivory Soap was the most famous soap in 1952. How about that?
That's amazing.
How about that? And do you remember Dove?
Yes, I
did. That around when you were a kid? I don't remember it. I don't remember it. But does
my mom love to watch The Guiding Light?
So it's a soap opera. Who sponsors a soap opera?
Soap.
Mm-hmm. So The Guiding Light made its transition from radio to TV on this date in 52 and was on the air until, like, I think 2009.
Pretty good run.
Yeah. The Guiding Light. Just like later on, I think when I was a kid, it was just Guiding Light.
Oh.
But in the early days, it was The Guiding Light.
Right.
But like in the 70s, they switched it over to Guiding Light, I think. That was in 52. 53, another debut.
They call her Corvette. And she belongs to the highway just for the sheer and simple joy of driving. For the open road and the country byway. For Mr. and Mrs. America in a carefree mood.
So the Corvette rolled off, first ever Chevrolet Corvette, rolled off the assembly line, General Motors, Flint, Michigan. The first one sold for a nice little tidy sum of $3,200.
In the early 50s, that's a lot of dough.
The big question is, Corvette or Camaro, which one would you rather have? I kind of like the Corvette, especially the style that came out later with the long front end.
There was one of those at Ralphie's yesterday.
I mean, those are sweet. They are nice.
Car.
And of course, if Christie Brinkley is in one of those cars, that's okay too.
Yeah.
You know, heck. Christy Brinkley in a AMC Gremlin would be fine, right?
Absolutely.
So, 53, the Corvette rolled off the assembly line. Let's see, 1971, they changed the voting age. 26th Amendment to the Constitution. It's another edition of the Bob Almanac Know Your Amendments. And today it was the 26th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution ratified. Ohio became the 38th state to approve it. And that would move the minimum voting age to 18. Neil, was that a good idea?
I think so.
As long as they're informed voters.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yes. It's like they said, if you could be sent off to war, you should be able to vote.
That was the argument, wasn't it?
I think so.
In 71 during the Vietnam War. 1974.
Just an unspeakable tragedy. When I heard about it, I came immediately. It's almost as if the King family is being tested. I've never seen a family suffer so much tragedy in my life.
You know, everybody knows about the assassination of Martin Luther King Jr. His mother was assassinated.
Jeez.
1974, she was playing the organ at a church in Atlanta and was shot. 1974. That's stunning.
Yeah, it is.
People forget about that. 1974, God. Russian ballet dancer Mikhail Baryshnikov, almost says Gorbachev because Gorby's my guy, but it was Mikhail Baryshnikov. His friends called him Misha. Misha Baryshnikov. He defected on this date. He didn't like dancing conditions in Russia anymore. He wanted to defect, and it was in Toronto. And he came here and he danced up a storm. In fact, Baryshnikov, that was what came to mind when I saw you dancing on Fox 9 that day on their Friday dance-off. Baryshnikov. Yeah. Was the name that came to mind almost immediately.
Right. Shane and I were.
You know, he's got enough gold records to open up a chain of banks. He's also the lead singer in the great Allman Brothers Band. He's a guitarist, a composer, and he's really terrific. He's also a very good friend of mine, Mr. Greg Allman.
Soon to be my husband, she should have said.
Yeah. For a short time.
Cher and Greg Allman were married on this date, 1975. Now, Cher filed for divorce just 9 days later. However, they were actually married until 1979.
Oh, okay.
But I don't think they were together that whole time.
No,
the marriage
so.
Was legal. Her divorce from Sonny Bono became final 5 days prior to this date to date. And then they got married on this date. They did have a kid together, Elijah.
That's right.
Right?
That's right, yeah.
So that was in 75. 79, this song released. It was on radio. It'd be the Billboard Song of the Year in 79. Talk about a song that just wants to make you dance. Even as disciplined a dancer as Baryshnikov is, he could not deny Good Times by Chic. Right?
For sure.
So Good Times released on this date. I always thought that was like a song about the show Good Times.
Yeah.
You know, I was only 8 or 9 years old. Like, oh, they're singing about JJ and Michael, Mr. Miguel and Wilona. 1985, the man who gave us the Twinkie died. We need to memorialize James A. DeWar. Created the Twinkie. They buried a Twinkie with him. So while he's decomposing, the Twinkie there is in perfect shape. You could open up that man's coffin right now and eat that Twinkie.
It'd be perfect.
Right. 1985. 98, we had this going on in Washington, D.C., where they exhumed the unidentified soldier at the Tomb of the Unknowns. They had done it a few days earlier. They confirmed what they had thought. They thought that it was Michael Blassie, Air Force pilot shot down during the Vietnam War. DNA evidence, DNA testing proved, yes, it was Michael Blassie. Some closure for the family. They took the remains back to St. Louis, had a private burial there, and I don't think they put any other, because now you can identify people, so there's really no unknown. So I think the Tombs of the Unknown, I believe, is empty, but is still obviously there and is still very important, and they put a new inscription on there and other things that took place as a result of this in 1998.
Hmm. That's very good.
Yeah, thank you, Neil.
Oh.
And then 2016.
I didn't know it was my turn.
Let's go to the news.
In the most recent sign that relations are thawing between the United States and Cuba, an American hospitality company will manage a hotel in Havana. It is the first U.S.-operated lodging on the island since the Cuban Revolution in 1959.
Wow, and then it started another revolution when the Cubans realized what the American hotel that they were bringing was a Red Roof Inn. really wasn't they were hoping. What wasn't what they were hoping for?
Could you get us a notch up?
They were hoping for more than just a continental breakfast.
Right.
So that was the state 4 years ago in Cuba. Birthdays now today. She was married to Ted Knight on Too Close for Comfort. Nancy Dussault.
Oh yeah.
Mr. Rush has been a real sweetie pie.
You have a real sweetie pie.
It warms my heart.
She was Muriel the Redhead, and of course the classic Ted Knight in Too Close for Comfort. Just so good. It's good to get a Ted Knight cameo.
Absolutely.
As a nod.
Love
almost
it.
Need to have it.
Love it.
I'm getting lost in the crowd. Hear me crying out loud. Just want you to know. I know that you have to go. It's all up to you, but whatever you do.
What do? You
take it easy
on me. Little River Band and the guy who sang most of their hits, Glenn Schrock. Two N's in Glenn. Glenn Schrock on this date. Happy birthday, 76. That's him singing lead there. He's
LRB.
He's
I
not part
it.
Of the group anymore.
Unfortunately.
But he goes on tour and he still sings some Little River Band songs. So if you're ever able to see Glenn Schrock on tour somewhere, you'll hear him here. Hear him sing some of the big hits that he sang for Little River Band. David Alan Greer, funny man.
And she says, I want to play take picture Big Bird. I was like, yeah. Yeah, I took my picture with Big Bird. I think, no, I want a picture with Big Bird. And I was like, yeah, I took the picture with Big Bird. She goes, no, I want a picture with Big Bird. And I realized that she really loved Big Bird. Like, she grew up watching Big Bird. So
right,
that's
right.
That was really told me that maybe I should break up with her. That's yeah.
In that moment, I was just... She was 16, and you're
oh,
like,
yeah, she's like,
this isn't good.
Yeah,
this
it was
gotta
really...
This has got to
stop. Well, I didn't stop, though. That's what's so great about life!
It kept going!
Woo!
And you were arrested. Now, yeah.
Very funny man, David Alan Greer. Of course, he got his start. We found out about him on In Living Color. He's 64 today.
Wow.
I would have guessed, like, 50s, but he is 64 today. You remember that movie Full Metal Jacket?
Yes.
And Private Pyle?
From now on, you're Gomer Pyle!
Sir, yes, sir.
Do you think I'm cute, Private Pyle? Do you think I'm funny?
Sir, no, sir.
Then wipe that disgusting grin off your face.
Sir, yes, sir.
Vincent D'Onofrio is 61 today. Law and Order Criminal Intent, probably his most recent work. But in his early days as a very young man, he was in Full Metal Jacket, and he was... Pyle. It wasn't his real name,
no.
But the drill sergeant, I can't remember his name,
yeah,
gave him that name.
He was like a real drill sergeant, too.
Yes, he was.
Yeah.
And they didn't like Lawrence. He didn't like the name Lawrence.
No.
Lawrence was only for sailors and some people from Kansas City or something.
Right.
I can't remember what it was.
Right.
But Vincent D'Onofrio is 61 today. Mike Tyson always had something good to say.
I'm the best ever. There's never been anybody as ruthless. I'm Sonny Liston. I'm Jack Dempsey. There's no one like me. I'm from Nairclough. There's no one that can match me. My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable. And I'm just ferocious. I want your heart. I want to eat his children. Praise
be to God. Did he just say I want to eat his children?
Sounded like it.
Well, Mike Tyson, 54.
Quite an appetite.
That would be a whole nother trial.
Right.
And probably more prison time if that was true. Mike Tyson,
he likes
54.
Ears. We know
he
that.
He did prison. Yeah, that's right. So I guess he was kind of leaning that way.
Right.
Hello, Clarice. 54 here today. Here's a singer.
We could have had it all. Rolling in the deep.
So singing that Adele song is Ben Utek.
Oh.
Former Hastings Raider, former Golden Gopher, won a Super Bowl with the Indianapolis Colts. And then ran into concussion issues.
Mm-hmm.
And had to retire early.
He's still doing some singing.
Yeah, the guy can sing.
Yeah.
He's 39 today, Ben Utek. What do you think of Cole Swindell?
Yeah, I got my shades on top, back rolling with the music jack, one on the wheel.
Just a bit bro-ish.
It's not my style of country,
no.
But he's popular. People
he
like
is.
Him. He's sold a lot of albums.
He's got one song that I like for
and
sure.
And he's got his own baseball cap with his initials on it.
Oh, well, there
like
you go.
Like a TC. It's a CS.
Uh-huh.
So 37
probably on
today.
Backwards or sideways?
No, he was headed on right ways.
Oh, he did?
Actually,
okay.
Yeah.
Right.
And then Michael Phelps.
So in over 100 years, nobody's won as many medals at the Olympic Games in any sport than this great champion, Michael Phelps. He makes it 19 tonight and a 15th gold.
Yeah, he finished with 24 gold medals when he was all said and done there for Michael Phelps. The guy, he had to be part fish.
He was amazing.
He had scales. I mean, if you took him, and filleted him, you'd find out that he had gills and all that stuff. 37 here today for Michael Phelps, the most decorated Olympian of all time, not just swimming.
Right.
That's a record for any sport.
Any sport.
Just doesn't matter.
Because he had like several other, like 28 or something.
Even Olav Ollan Koss, the great cross-country skier from Norway,
couldn't keep up with
Michael Phelps.
No, that's cool. Gone but not forgotten today, our former First Lady of the day is Elizabeth Monroe. She was the wife of President James Monroe, and so she must have had a hand in the Monroe Doctrine. I would think. 17.
It was her idea.
68. Academy Award-winning actress, the lovely Susan Hayward. She won Oscar for I Want to Live. She was born on this day, 1917. She was a bit of a pinup model at one point, too, Susan Hayward. And what about singer Lena Horne? You remember her?
Stormy weather just can't get my poor self together. I'm weary all the time.
Fine voice. You know, men are crooners. What are ladies? I mean,
songstresses.
Songstresses there. Lena Horne, the songstress, there on this day. Same as Susan Hayward, 1917. We would not have the hot air balloon, potentially, without Paul Yost, the inventor, 1919. Remember the Chiquita Banana jingle? The gal who sang it was June Valley, and she was born on this day.
I'm trying to pick it up in my head how to go Chiquita Banana. It's a banana. I can't remember. That wasn't. I'm sure that's not close.
No, we might have
banana, No, that's a different.
And then one of the Supremes was Florence Ballard.
You came into my heart so tenderly.
Every now and then, Diana Ross would let them sing,
and they could.
Yes.
Yeah, it was nice that she would do that. Florence Ballard, one of the Supremes, born on this day, 1943. Sounded good.
I'm gonna try and get the Chiquita Banana song.
Yeah,
here.
June Let's Valley, see, Chiquita Banana Jingle. I can't.
And I come to say I come from Little Island, down the Equator way. I sail on Big Banana. Level from Caribbean to see if I can help good neighbor policy. I bring a song about banana.
Something like that. That sounds about right. It's not the Banana Boat song. It's not Carmen Miranda by any means.
And that, that did have kind of a 50s feel to it, and that's when June Valley probably would have been singing the Chiquita Banana jingle. Again, she was 1928 and Florence Ballard 1943, and they're gone but not forgotten.
Would you like to start a Bobathon? That also means a no repeat workday with Eddie Rabbit, Drinking My Baby Off My Mind. Mm-hmm. Travis Tritt and Marty Stewart. They don't wear hats. Men Without Hats. But that was another group from the 80s, so they couldn't use that, so they just had to use their real names. The Whiskey Ain't Working. And then there's Reba Little Rock.
Let's go Eddie Rabbit today.
Might as well.
All you need for summer. KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud. KBG.